Hi everyone, and Shavua Tov. Today's parak of Rambam was the second parak of Hilchos Tefillin, Mezuzah v'Sefer Torah. In this parak, Rambam will now turn to how to properly write the Tefillin. Halacha Aleph. Ketad Kosman es Tefillin Shel Rosh. What's the proper method for writing the Tefillin Shel Rosh? Kosman arba parshios al arba klafin. You write these four sections of the Torah on four separate pieces of parchment. V'golulon kol echad v'echad levado. And you roll up each one all on its own. V'manichan osan v'arba batim. And you place each one of these individual ones, respectively, within four different houses of leather, and they're connected together in one larger piece of leather. The shel yod, and with regards to how to write the tefillin shel yad, you write the four sections on four separate columns of one piece of parchment, and you roll it as if it were some mini Sefer Torah from its end to its beginning, and you place it in one larger compartment of leather. Halacha Beis. You have to be very careful when writing these passages that you don't mix up a passage which is supposed to be stuma and make it psucha, or the other way around. What does it mean to be stuma or psucha? So a stuma parsha is one which begins in the middle of a line. Its first word is in the middle of a line in the Sefer Torah. And a psucha one is one which has its first word at the beginning of the line. Ushloshas haparshios rishonos, kulan psuchos, parsha achrona, shehi v'hayah mishmoa, stuma. The first three parshios found in the tefillin are ones which are considered psuchos, meaning say they start at the beginning of the line. And the last one, v'hayah mishmoa, is a stuma parsha, which means it begins in the middle of the line. Halacha gimel. V'tzarech lizahar l'bimolei v'chaser, achu arba'asan k'suvin k'mosh hein k'suvos b'sefer Torah habadot. You also have to be careful when you're writing the words that a word which is mole, in other words, it has a full spelling, it has the letter vav in a place where a vav is sounded out but isn't always written there, but in this case it is written there. And the same thing with something which is chaser. It's not supposed to have a letter vav, though it has the sound of the vav there. So with all four passages, you have to be very careful that it's supposed to be written precisely the way it's written in Sefer Torah. That Sefer Torah, which is known that this is the right form. She'im kasav ha-chaser mole. Puzzle, achi mechol kayaser. Because if you do write it when it's supposed to be chaser, it's supposed to be lacking, let's say that vav, and you wrote it with a vav, so then it's invalid until you erase that extra part. Vim kasva mali chaser. And if you wrote it minus the right letter when it's supposed to have that letter and it's lacking it, it's also puzzle, invalid. Vein lo takana, and there's no way to fix it up then. Ve'elu heina chaseros v'amleos sheish b'arba parshas elu. Now the Rambam spends the next few halachos going through which letters are supposed to be written in their full form, which ones are supposed to be in their more concise form. I am not going to read through all of these simply for the sake of time. I don't think that we will gain by me reading word, 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 word. But everyone's encouraged to look at these next few halachos on their own. We will now jump to halacha ches. Mitzarech lizahar betagin she'osios. You also have to be very careful with the crowns of certain letters. Hein kemo zainin zukufos sheish lehen tag kemo shehein ksuvim b'sefer Torah. And what are these little crowns? They're like small little letters of a Zion, which is on the top of certain letters which require a crown, just as they're required in a Sefer Torah. The Rambam now goes through, in this next halacha, halacha test, all the various letters which require a crown found in the four passages included in the Tefillin. Again, here I won't read through it, just to simply read a letter and then tell you this letter needs to have a crown, and this letter also has to have a crown. I don't think we will gain from reading through it. Though, I'll go to the conclusion of halacha tes, and the Rambam says that ve'im lo asa atagin ohosef agarvhen lo pasal. However, with regards to these things, with regards to these crowns, if a person didn't write them when they were supposed to, or he added them when he wasn't supposed to, so then that is not going to invalidate them. Halacha yud. Halokeach tefillin mimisha eno mumche. If somebody buys tefillin from somebody who isn't a known expert, tzarech lebadkan. So then you have to have them checked. Lokach mimenu mea ketitos, bodek mehen shalosh ketitos, o shtayim shel rosh v'achas shel yad, o shtayim shel yad v'achas shel rosh. If you buy 100 of these overall packages, so then you should check them out three groups, either two shel roshes and one shel yad, or two shel yad and one shel rosh. V'im matzam k'sherim, and if he finds that indeed these are valid, hochzog zeh ha'ish, then this man who he had bought it from is assumed to be an expert, he knows what he's doing, v'harei kulam k'sherim, then all of them are valid, v'ein ashar tzarech b'dika. You don't have to check out the rest. However, if you you were now purchasing them in different packages, in one package, and another package, and another package. So then all of them have to be checked, because you have to assume when you buy them in this fashion of different packages that they had come from different authors, different people had scribed them, and accordingly, they all required checking. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hakosif tefillin b'ksav yado, o shalachan min ha-mumcha, o mishar adam, u'badkan, ve'chziron l'oron, lo'olam eino tzarech l'badkan pam acheres, v'afilu achar kamashan. If somebody wrote his own tefillin, he knows they're good. Or he bought them from somebody who's an expert, and therefore he can assume they're good. Or he bought it from somebody else, but then he checked them, and then, in any of these scenarios, he places it inside of its leather compartment. He never needs to go and check them again, even many years later. As long as the outer part still seems intact, then they are in their same presumption of being valid, and you don't have to recheck them. And you don't have to worry about them. Shema nimchaka os mitochan os nikva. Maybe they got erased while inside there, or they got punctured. Hil hazakin hayomer elu mishel avi ima. In fact, Hillel used to say about his tefillin, great Hillel, would say that these are from my maternal grandfather, and clearly were very old. And nonetheless, he was very content using them. Obviously, nowadays the practice has developed to check tefillin every once in a while. I think generally it's assumed to be checked twice every 7 years or the like, but nonetheless, a person fundamentally is not obligated to do that. Overall, we conclude this in our form, rather short parak, but it's a very important parak if somebody was actually writing the tefillin to see exactly which letters have to be mole, which ones have to have the tag, and Mir Tashem, we should all have a Gemar Chasima Tova as we go forth into the last day of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We should grow from our limud here, and we should be blessed with another year of health and happiness so that we can continue to learn together. Have a wonderful day.